Ever wondered why companies like Microsoft and IBM are actively seeking neurodivergent talent? The answer lies in a revolutionary understanding of human cognition. Neurodiversity, the natural variation in how brains function, represents one of business's greatest untapped resources. Conditions once viewed solely as disabilities, ADHD, autism, dyslexia, are increasingly recognized as different operating systems that bring unique strengths to the workplace. Think of it as cognitive biodiversity. Just as ecosystems thrive through diverse species, workplaces flourish with diverse thinking styles. The language we use matters tremendously. When we shift from disorder to difference, we open possibilities for recognizing extraordinary talents. Most neurodivergent individuals have spiky profiles, dramatic peaks and valleys in abilities across different domains. Someone might struggle with organizational tasks, yet possess remarkable pattern recognition skills that neurotypical colleagues miss entirely. These differences aren't contradictions, they're the essence of neurodivergent thinking. As David Neeleman, founder of JetBlue Airways, says about his ADHD, "If someone told me you could be normal or have ADHD, I would take ADHD every time." The reality is stark. Only 22% of autistic adults are employed in any capacity, representing a massive waste of talent. The barriers aren't capability, but environments and processes designed exclusively for neurotypical minds. Beyond moral arguments for inclusion lies a compelling business case. Organizations report remarkable outcomes. JP Morgan Chase found autistic employees 48% more productive in certain roles. IBM's neurodivergent staff accomplished in months what typically takes years. And Microsoft's autism hiring program brought in engineers whose code serves millions. Neurodivergent thinking often brings exceptional pattern recognition, attention to detail, creative problem solving, and hyperfocus, precisely the skills needed for innovation. Many successful entrepreneurs identify as neurodivergent, including Richard Branson, dyslexia, and Elon Musk, Asperger's. The financial case is strong too. Replacing a $60,000 employee costs $30,000 to $45,000, while accommodations for neurodivergent employees typically cost under $500 or nothing. McKinsey found companies in the top diversity quartile are 35% more likely to outperform industry averages. With 15 to 20% of the population being neurodivergent, organizations that fail to accommodate these individuals exclude a significant talent pool. In an era of talent shortages and innovation pressure, can any organization afford to ignore such a valuable resource? Traditional hiring processes exclude neurodivergent talent through unnecessary job requirements, unstructured interviews favoring social skills, and standardized tests designed for neurotypical thinking. A transformative approach is simply asking, "We encourage neurologically diverse applicants. Is there anything we can do to help you show your best self?" This signals inclusivity and opens dialogue about accommodations. Forward-thinking organizations are implementing changes, removing unnecessary requirements and gendered language from job descriptions, offering alternative application methods beyond resumes, providing interview questions in advance, using work samples instead of abstract behavioral questions, training interviewers to recognize diverse communication styles. Game-based assessments measure cognitive abilities without traditional prerequisites. European air traffic control agencies using these tools report 50% reduction in training dropout rates while recruiting diverse candidates. Instead of seeking culture fit, which maintains homogeneity, progressive organizations pursue culture add, candidates bringing different perspectives. Companies selecting specialists with uneven skill profiles over balanced all-rounders often report stronger team performance through complementary capabilities. Workplace adjustments for neurodivergent employees aren't special treatment. They're essential accommodations enabling peak performance. Understanding equity, giving people what they specifically need, versus equality, treating everyone identically, is crucial for true inclusion. Many effective adjustments are simple and inexpensive, providing written instructions, allowing noise-canceling headphones, offering flexible work arrangements, or creating quiet spaces. A developer with ADHD might benefit from visual project management tools, while an autistic marketing professional might need written rather than verbal instructions. The pandemic-driven shift to remote work revealed many traditional workplace norms weren't necessary. For neurodivergent individuals, working from home offers significant advantages: controlled sensory environments, freedom to move, and ability to structure work around personal energy patterns. Organizations reported increased productivity and decreased sick leave during remote work periods. Universal design principles make accessibility standard rather than requiring individual accommodations. Examples include providing glossaries, ensuring website readability, offering multiple communication channels, and creating standardized templates, improvements that benefit everyone while reducing the need for individual adjustments. Effective onboarding is particularly crucial for neurodivergent employees, with 28% of new hires quitting within 90 days. Comprehensive information upfront helps manage expectations and prepare for potential barriers, including explaining unwritten social rules that often cause anxiety when misunderstood. Neurodivergent individuals face a challenging choice when disclosing their condition: gain accommodations, but risk stigma. Many choose partial disclosure by sharing specific challenges rather than diagnostic labels, while others opt for complete transparency. Past negative experiences heavily influence these decisions. With up to 3/4 of autistic children experiencing bullying and similar patterns across other conditions, many develop exhausting masking behaviors at work. Effective management creates environments where neurodivergent employees feel safe and valued. Success depends on quality manager-employee relationships with regular check-ins, clear communication, and flexible arrangements. The BBC's CAPE, Creating a Positive Environment, demonstrates effective grassroots change. Starting as conversations about differently wired brains, it grew into comprehensive resources, including a VR experience showing neurodivergent perspectives, peer support networks, mentoring, and workplace adjustments benefiting everyone. Essential manager training should cover sensory sensitivities, communication preferences, and executive functioning differences. Success comes from addressing the entire ecology of workspace, communication styles, and team dynamics, while focusing on individual strengths rather than deficits. Staff networks provide crucial support for neurodivergent employees while driving organizational change. Effective networks foster belonging while accommodating diverse communication preferences and implementing practical improvements like quiet spaces and flexible meetings. 4 essentials for success include establishing clear purpose through data, securing genuine leadership buy-in, ensuring inclusive membership beyond neurodivergent individuals, and capturing learnings to improve business practices. Neurodiversity champions create psychologically safe spaces and drive systematic change by promoting neurodiversity, connecting departments, mobilizing resources, navigating politics, and building support through compelling examples. However, champions alone are insufficient without proper support structures. Successful organizations implement comprehensive, resourced approaches across the employee lifecycle, from specialized HR training to individually tailored adjustment plans that follow employees throughout their careers. The future of work is being reshaped by technology, demographics, and evolving inclusion expectations. Remote work opportunities created during the pandemic have opened new doors for neurodivergent individuals, challenging traditional workplace assumptions. Small businesses, representing 99.9% of UK enterprises, offer significant opportunities for neurodivergent talent. The post-COVID flexible environment benefits skilled neurodivergent workers who might struggle in standard offices by providing reduced sensory stimulation, direct communication, and customizable roles. Progress requires collaboration between employers creating inclusive environments, educators nurturing diverse talents, policymakers protecting rights, and neurodivergent individuals demonstrating their capabilities. Companies like Microsoft, SAP, and JP Morgan Chase have proven neurodiversity programs deliver business value through increased productivity and innovation. In our complex world, diverse thinking is essential. Inclusive workplaces don't just fulfill moral obligations, they unlock extraordinary potential that drives competitive advantage through enhanced problem-solving and creativity. The real question is whether organizations can afford not to embrace neurodiversity.